This podcast is brought to you by Campus Central Student Accommodation.
Welcome to episode one of Student Accommodation in Joburg, a five-part series about exactly that, student accommodation right here in Johannesburg. From the application processes, funding, and all that goes into being comfortable in your home away from home. I'm your host, Buipelo Moketsi, and in this episode, we discuss all things one should consider when looking for student accommodation, from the types of accommodation available to the essential amenities provided. Before heading into our conversation with an administrator from Campus Central, we had to go onto the streets and ask students themselves what they think some of the key things to look out for are before heading into student accommodation. Here's how it went down.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I'm from Sashiwa. I would say one of the many things which I kept looking for when I was looking for student accommodations was I wanted my own space. I didn't want to share, and I am a sucker for showers, so a place which had showers and a place where it was also safe for me, because I'll be from like far from home, so at least I should find a place where I feel secure when I'm around. So I didn't I worked around a budget, but I made sure that I was also safe as well.
Good day. My name is Aubrey. Well, the fundamental issue that students are advised to be considering when they integrate the decision of choosing residences is safety, of course. And I think I recommend that the students should, in fact, be choosing residences that are offered by the university, because in that way, I believe that most of them are more secure than those which of course are privatized. And then secondly, it's going to be the issue of accessibility. Can you access, how quickly can you get to school, come back to school? So we're going to need residences that are nearby where your school, of course.
Good day, and my name is Kevin Motsuyane. I think I can get like accommodation for a new student. Firstly, in tricky about like if in a unlimited data, actually not data, Wi-Fi. Ah, more sorry about Wi-Fi. When I'm trying to get and after safety, so not to worry about thing. Can you come at home of safety, so not to little thing, and motu batong piang lena. Or me motho ke tlo sharing lena room ha ke batle le tagwa nne cause ke tla be ke batla dilo tse di straight.
Well, there you have it from the students themselves. Some of the issues to look out for when looking for student accommodation include safety, cost effectiveness, being near to school, and even personal needs such as Wi-Fi and finding just the perfect roommate. We chat to Sanele Ndlovu, administrator at Campus Central, to let us in on some of the properties they have and how they can be effective to you. So as you've heard from the students, student accommodation or finding it in these tough times can actually be quite a task. But with people such as Sanele Ndlovu, that process can be made 10 times easier. With us, we've got Sanele Ndlovu, administrator at Campus Central, which is just a walking distance from UJ and Wits, with us. Sanele, hi. Welcome. How are you?
I am good, Boipela, and you?
I am well, thank you. So you have a very interesting title, right? And you work at a very, very interesting place. And I want to unpack that before we actually get into the daunting task sometimes that can be student accommodation. Now, you're an administrator. So what exactly do you do at Campus Central?
Okay, as you already said, my name is Sanele. I'm the current main administrator at Campus Central. So Campus Central is basically a new student accommodation that has recently opened at 19 Girton Avenue in Parktown. Like you said, a walking distance from all the main campuses at Wits University and just a few walking distances to UJ. We're not that close to UJ, but yeah, our main focus at the moment.
You can still walk.
Yes, you can still walk.
All right, cool. So we're in level one as a country. More and more students are back at school, starting to come back. So obviously the conversation of finding student accommodation is coming into play more and more in these times. What are some of the main things you would say one should look for when looking for student accommodation?
I honestly, at this point, I wouldn't even want to imagine what the students are going through considering the time that we're at. So I think mainly something that I would personally look at or advise the students to look at is it has to be a student accommodation that is accessible and convenient and that can work for you at this time. So you definitely want to look at a student accommodation that has unlimited Wi-Fi. I think that's the main thing now that we have to look at, considering that everything now is basically online. So you definitely need that. And like you said, walking distance, very convenient. It should be something that should be very convenient, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I heard you touching on, you know, Wi-Fi, it being in a walking range from your school. And I hear that. But are there any other amenities that are required when looking for student accommodation that you should include in your process? Maybe something like if you're someone who doesn't enjoy staying with other people, probably just looking at something like a bachelor's or a one bedroom, something that is convenient for our mental and emotional health. Yes. Let's get into that conversation.
Definitely. So currently, like I said, is Campus Central, we're a new student accommodation. And like you said, considering the time that we add, because knowing from my days as a student, accommodations was basically your bed and your roommate's bed at the same room. However, at Campus Central, what we have done, our accommodation, each student has a bedroom. So we have four different types of rooms. So we have an Amsterdam trio that is basically three bedrooms. So when I say bedrooms, that's actually your own bedroom with your own lock and your own key. And then depending on the room time, that's where now you share. So you have the Amsterdam trio, where it's a three bed, where you actually share only the bathroom and the kitchen. And then you have a Dubai duo, where it's two bedroom, two baths. So you have your own bedroom and your bathroom on that one. And then the only thing that you're going to share is just the kitchen. So like we're saying with the COVID times at this time, so a bedroom, your own bedroom, your own space is something that can be necessary. But also, as much as you want your own space, you want to also have space with other people. For instance, we have amenities like chill areas for everybody, study rooms, computer rooms. So it's something that you're going to have to look at. And currently, we as Campus Central is something that we've looked at and we're looking to cater for the students coming to stay with us.
That is absolutely amazing. And I like the fact that it's inclusive of spaces where you can be social, you know, sometimes you need to get away and escape from exams, from the stress. And you can just be with other people.
With other people, yes. So as much as, so if you look at, for instance, you have first years, they're coming from the Eastern Capes, from KZNs. You don't know anybody in Joburg. But also as much as you have your own room, you have common areas where students get to interact and they can help each other. And, you know, they just become a community and support each other during these difficult times with online learning and different, and the way now how learning has changed during this difficult time. So it's definitely something that is all inclusive and can cater to everybody.
That is absolutely great. Now, what are some of the fees involved? You know, like we have been saying, it's been a very trying time. And I think the conversation around money and fees is a very important one so that people can plan ahead, because you're just not sure when you're living in unprecedented times. So what are some of the fees that the student can be expected to pay for moving into the student accommodation, to any security deposits that can be involved? What are we looking at?
Okay, so currently with us at Campus Central, the two main fees that students can look at, but those fees vary considering whether if you're a NASFE student, you're a self-funding student, or you're an external bursary student. So we do have an admin fee that has to be paid by every student, but when it comes to the security deposits, it varies depending on the funding that you have. So as much as we have fees coming in, we also cater depending on the type of students and the financial liability that is now involved relating to that specific student. So we try, as much as there are fees involved, we try to cater for everybody, from NSFLs, considering that they're indigent students, from external bursaries, and then from self-funding. So it varies, but there are fees involved. But like I said, it varies considering the students and the funding that they currently have.
Yeah. And, you know, back in high school, we used to have what we call hostels, right? Uh-huh. And when you're in a hostel, everything for you is catered for. From the moment you wake up and have breakfast, lunch and supper, everything is catered for. So for people coming in who are used to that kind of structure, can they also expect that same kind of treatment, or is it more of a self-catering environment?
Okay, currently it's actually self-catering. However, in our downstairs where there's a chill area, we actually do have a cafeteria. So if not the cooking type, there's definitely something for you that can be arranged. Like I said, we have a cafeteria, so you can definitely just go downstairs and order your food. And also, like I said, considering we're in Parktown, we're close to the likes of Mike's Kitchen, there's KFC, there's Uber Eats now even. So it's definitely something that, yeah, that will vary according to person to person. But it's something that, you know, we try to cater for everybody, but we don't have catering, like you've said, currently, but we do have a cafeteria.
All right. That's perfect. I know that students can be very lazy. Sometimes you come from a lecture and you honestly, cooking is the last thing you're trying to do. So it's nice that there's also a cafeteria there.
Yes.
Now, are all the student accommodations under Campus Central the same? Are they different? Can you take us through the different types that you have?
Okay, so like I said before, we have four different types of rooms that we currently have. So we have what for the Amsterdam Trio, that's a three-bedroom. And then the only amenity that you're going to share there is the bathroom and the kitchen. And then we have a London Double, where it's basically two bedrooms, and then you're only going to share the bathroom and the kitchen. And then we have my absolute favorite, the Dubai Duo, where you have your own bathroom, actually. So your bedroom is connected to your bathroom, and then the only thing that you're going to share with your roommate is the kitchen. And then, of course, we have the New York Studio. That's just your single room. And the nice thing about the New York Studio is that, actually, even you have your own flat-screen TV in that. So that's just a bonus. Yes, yes. You even have your own TV. But for the rest of the students on our common areas, we do have TVs, and we even have computer rooms. So that's, we definitely looked into it and trying to cater for everybody and making it easier for the students at this difficult time.
Yeah, look, if I was a student, I think the one that's sounding the most appealing to me right now is that New York studio. My own space, a flat screen. Oh, my word. Yes. That sounds like heaven.
It does. It actually does. But even the other rooms, I mean, you still have your own bedroom. So on days you don't want to talk to your roommate, you can actually lock yourself in your own bedroom and you're only going to see her in the kitchen.
That is absolutely great. Now, in terms of security, do each of the students have different security numbers, a security code? How are they accessing the premises and staying safe?
Okay, so we do have our 24-hour security at our premises. Of course, we have cameras all over the building. And then for students, the security part of it is controlled. It's fingerprint controlled. So you have your own fingerprint that gives you access to the building, to the amenities and everything that is catered for under Campus Central.
Okay, so we are in COVID times. So when we have to now all share one fingerprint machine, is that not a little bit dangerous for us? Is there someone there wiping and sanitizing each time?
Yes, there is actually. So all our entrance areas, we have, of course, our sanitizing stations. And then we do have people that are mandated to always sanitize that. And then obviously it's also something that a person has to do it from day to day. But that's currently the measure that we have, but obviously in a controlled, and that caters for and is actually, how can I put it, is in line with the COVID protocol. So it's something that we've definitely looked into because, like I said, it's fingerprint control. We're trying to, at this time, we don't want to be in contact and all of that, but all the access machines there, there's a sanitizing station there, there are cleaning ladies that have to sanitize it frequently for that. So it's something that we've looked into and it's controlled and we're confident that it can work.
That's amazing. That is really amazing. Shout out to you for making sure that the safety of the students comes first at all times.
Definitely. All times, definitely.
Now, the conversation around, you know, mental health, emotional distress and the likes is becoming normalized in today's world. And the conversation around therapy sessions and having that person who you can share your troubles with is absolutely mandatory, especially for young people who could be coming into a new environment, exposed to different kinds of people and the added pressure of school. Do you guys have any therapist services and other health services available?
Currently, we do not. However, it's something that we've looked into, and considering that all universities have those departments, it's something that we look into. And currently, if something like that does happen, we would refer the students to the university directly and then would liaison with them and work with them. But currently at our facilities directly, we don't have that. We're just relying on the university facilities to actually help us with that. But it's definitely something that we should look into, as we go along. Since we're still new, we're still trying, it's something that we can definitely look into. But currently, it's something that we can always refer back to the universities because they have those departments specifically.
All right. No, I like that you guys are actually making it something that is considered, and you're not brushing it over something that is just not important at all.
Yes, it's something that we cannot. Like I said, the building manager there, me and everybody at Campus Central, we do have direct lines and direct numbers of the psychologists and therapists that are appointed by the university. So obviously if the student is registered under the university, those people are mandated to help the students. So it'd be, we just basically the middleman to say that we have this student, he's registered with you guys, you have this facilities, can you help? So that's how we're taking it now.
I love that middleman approach. Now, to be a part of Campus Central or to be under one of your accommodations, what are some of the must-haves that each student is required?
Okay, for you to be part of the Campus Central family currently, you just have to be a registered student at an institution. That's all. Mm-hmm.
And what is the application process like if I'm trying to actually get into one of your units?
Okay, so the application process is fairly easy. You can either go to www.campuscentral.co.za, fill in the application form, or you can send a direct email to me. It's campuscentral@ranprop.co.za, or alternatively, you can visit our social media pages. Our Instagram page is campus_central_student_Akomo. Our Facebook page is Campus Central Student Accommodation. Ask a question there and I'll fairly get back to you. Or alternatively, you can actually visit our premises directly, and our building manager and the rest of the team will help you there. As I said, we're at 19 Gerton Avenue in Parktown.
And that's a wrap of episode 1. Join us again on episode 2, where we discuss student apartment must-haves. This is Student Accommodation in Joburg. Kalibitso, ke nna Boipelo Moketsi. Catch you on episode 2.
This podcast was brought to you by Campus Central Student Accommodation. Visit www.campuscentral.co.za to book your premium student accommodation.